Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an age where resilient skyscrapers and endless spans of concrete herald the triumphs of industry over the innate, a quiet insurrection brews beneath the surfaces. The unforgiving gray of our urban expanse, once declared an impregnable fortress against the verdant wilds, now faces an unlikely infiltrator, nature itself. This is the tale of the audacious flora defying human dominion and taking root in the most unexpected of battlefields. We discover them nestled in the fissures of forgotten side streets and bursting through abandoned lots, an unrelenting legion of green amid the sepia tones of decay. These opportune seedlings emerge as the harbingers of Earth's resilience, scrawling the narrative of life's unwavering persistence against a canvas of disheartening ruin. As evidence mounts of their spread, it's time we lend an ear to nature's last rebellion, an uprising, it seems, seeded in hope. Ironic as it may seem, our dystopian landscape has become the nurturing ground for a botanical revival. What force drives these seeds to germinate? Merely a whisper of soil, a sporadic drop of water, and a stray ray of sun coalesce into the perfect insurgency against an urban sprawl painted with the brush of ecological negligence. Despite the twilight of biodiversity we've ushered in, there is a sentiment sprawled across the face of this gray that spells out defiance. Botanists and ecologists alike stand astounded as flora species, long thought to be relics of a less sterile epoch, resurface in the cracks of our reality. It's a testament to the adaptive powers of nature, shares Dr. Alistair Green, as he tenderly examines a patch of clover blooming atop an abandoned high-rise. Given even the most minimal of chances, life finds a way. This unplanned greening has become the muse of poets and the curiosity of scientists. Where legal ledgers fall silent, these rebellious patches of greenery orchestrate a ballad of resurgence, a symphony of photosynthesis beneath the suffocating blanket of urbanity. The imagery is stark, a dandelion craned toward the light amidst the sterility, an oak sapling wrenching apart concrete with its burgeoning might. Our streets have unwittingly become the Elysium for urban wildlife, seeking refuge in these impromptu pastures. Birdsong intersects the cacophony of traffic as avian migrants reclaim the airspace above our dispirited metropolises. Insects, once estranged from our sterile environments, now dance between these vegetative anomalies, pollinating a future that contradicts the nihilism embedded in our forecast for tomorrow. But perhaps the most profound aspect of this insurgence is its silent charge. No manifesto is declared, no demands are broadcasted. These seeds, nature's humble infantry, ask for no consent as they spread through the broken, fissured landscape, reimagining the very definition of guerrilla warfare. They require no complex stratagems or elaborate supplies, only the indomitable will to exist. Yet, should we celebrate this as a victory, or view it with the sobering clarity of witnesses to our own failures? Does this minor conquest signal a turning point, or serve as a footnote on the chronicle of a planet in dire straits? While we ponder, the seeds continue their relentless advance, dotting our gray jungles with colors we'd almost forgotten in our mechanical haze. Invariably, the question lingers in the vaporous air. Are these seeds truly of hope, or mere relics of the living monuments we have squandered in our pursuit of prosperity? Despite the apocalyptic overtone of our legacy, this tenacious sprouting paints a nuanced shade of resistance. Perhaps even a last testament to the incredible resilience that throbs in the heart of terrestrial life. One can't help but muse within these vines that breach our bulwarks, and these blossoms that bedeck our barrenness, lies the seditious whisper of Gaia's enduring spirit. A reminder that, even within the desolate narrative we've authored, chapters of untold rejuvenation are yet to unfold.